Hills, there is a place for us to be content. That means peaceful and happy. So let's talk about it. My name is Faith Shropshire, and this is the Single Life Podcast. I'm living great. Everything I do, I do it in first place. I'm living good. I'm living great. Everything I do, I do it in first place. Yeah. So how can we be content? How can we be peaceful and happy as a single? That's what Paul said. Paul was content. It says in Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am in, single or married, to be content. Now, obviously, Paul never got married, but you have to decide, I'm going to be content. I'm going to be peacefully happy. Well, how do I do it? I surrender to the Father. I fully surrender. I'm a part of church. I serve. I'm not selfish. And how else can I be? Like, how do I do this as a single? How do I not get caught up, get distracted, begin fantasizing, rush things, settle? How do I not do that? Well, you guard your heart. Listen, look what the Bible says about our heart. In Proverbs, let me go there. I'm going to skip around. Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence. Other translation says, above all else, keep your heart, guard your heart. For out of it spring the issues of life. How can I be content as a single, peacefully happy? Well, you guard your heart. Single, we have to guard our heart from fantasizing about where we're not. We have to guard our heart by what we watch, watching these things, if they trigger emotions, if they trigger desires that are ungodly. You have to guard your heart. You are in complete control of where your life is right now. God is not in control. Do you understand that? Let me say it again. God is not in control. I don't care what the song says. Our God is in control. No, he's not. That song is biblically inaccurate. God is not in control. Because if he was in control, there would be a lot less of believers that are single. They wouldn't be having sex. They wouldn't be messing around. They wouldn't be fantasizing. They wouldn't be distracted. Do you understand? God is not in control of you. You are in control of you. That's why Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore what? You choose life. You are in charge of your heart. And from your heart flows the issues or flows your life. The life that you are living right now is a result of what you've let in your heart. If you've let fantasy, if you've let toxic things through media, if you've let porn, all of this stuff into your heart, then that's what your life is reflecting right now. Just because you're a believer doesn't mean that your heart is automatically guarded. You still have to guard your heart. That's why Romans 12:1-2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. You still have a choice to conform yourself to the world. Well, how do I conform myself to the world? I watch what the world shoots out. I listen to what the world pumps out, right? And then what happens? All of that goes into my head, drops into my heart, and then produces the life that I'm living. If I want to be content and not distracted, I have to guard my heart. You know, there may be some things that other singles can watch that I'm not going to watch. There may be some things that, and which it's kind of like, I don't know, you know, whatever. You have to work this out between you and the Father, but you have to like have a standard. There's going to be things that like, I don't do that because I'm guarding my heart. I don't go there because I'm guarding my heart. I don't isolate myself. I'm guarding my heart. Do you understand? Like there's got to be a decision that you make if you want to be content and not frustrated and not like in a state of rush and then maybe settling or just forcing something. If you don't want to be in that place where you're frustrated, you're annoyed, and you want to be peacefully happy, then you're going to have to guard your heart. Look what Proverbs 15:26 says. It says, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant. So what are you exposing your heart to? What are you thinking about? Is what you're exposing your heart to wicked or pure? That needs to be the dividing line for you, single. Is this that I'm watching, is this wicked or is this pure? Because if it's wicked, what happens? My heart is not guarded. And then what? And then my life produces funky things. Like it doesn't end good. Do you understand? Like what you expose yourself to drops down into your heart. And then that produces your life. And here's the thing, single, like whenever you're all by yourself, like in your home, in your room, all alone, that's when you're most vulnerable, so to speak. You know, whenever you're in your room, I don't know about you, but I've heard this about other people. Just kidding. Like, whenever I'm in my house by myself in my room and I need to fart, I don't run to the bathroom to fart. You may, and you're a better person than me. Do you understand? I just fart. And even if it smells, I'm not like, oh my gosh, I have to leave the room. I'm just like, I just think to myself, what the heck did I eat? You know what I mean? I'm never going to eat that again. But if I'm whenever you're by yourself, it's when you're the most like unguarded, okay? Like you're kind of like very vulnerable, okay? When you're by yourself, that's when you're like taking a shower and you can run across, you know, like if you've ever been that where you like run out of toilet paper. Yo, that's the worst thing in the world, okay? You run out of toilet paper and you just like waddle. When other people are in the house, if you don't have your own room with the bathroom, you can't do this. But I'm saying when you're all by yourself, you're not uncomfortable running from the bathroom to the laundry room where the toilet paper is and then running back to the bathroom like butt cheeks out. You know, you're just not. You know why? Because you're all by yourself, so you're not embarrassed. Now, I said all of that to say, when you're alone, how much more do you need to guard your heart? Because you're very, like, comfortable. You're very vulnerable. You're not, like, super, like, uptight, guarded. And so how much more do you need to guard your heart against certain movies, certain even stuff on YouTube, music? You need to guard your heart. That's not the time to just watch whatever you want to watch and listen to whatever you want to listen to. Listen, if it wouldn't be okay to watch with other people in the room, if it wouldn't be okay, then don't make it okay. You have to guard your heart. And so as a single, how am I going to be content in the state that I'm in as a single? How am I going to be content as a single? How am I going to be peacefully happy? I fully surrender to him, right? I get a church and I serve. I'm not selfish and lazy. And then I guard my heart. I don't just listen to anything. I don't just watch anything. Guys, I don't care what the rating is. If it's going to have stuff that is inappropriate, like I'm not watching it. And at this point, like, you know, even television shows, if they're pumping that, you know, toxic agenda, I don't want to be exposed to it. You know why? It's just a distraction. And there's already going to be opportunity to be distracted just going to the store. You know what I mean? Like on a plane. We were on a plane recently and it was like our first boy that thought he was a girl stewardess. And I'm like, wow, bro. Like if you were going to send it, like if you're trying to be a girl, like try a little bit harder. I literally laughed out loud. I'm like, yo, and not laughing at him, but just like, like the devil literally punked you into thinking that now you can be a girl. Like what in the world? You still look very much so like a boy. Okay. You're wearing girl clothes and a wig, but you still look like the enemy punked you. Like the enemy is such a stinking punk. Do you understand? And so there's already going to be things that you're exposed to already that you have to like filter through the word of God. So why would you expose yourself to stuff intentionally? No, we're not. Because why? Because I want to be peacefully happy. I want my life to reflect the life of Jesus. I want my life to make an impact. I want my life to bring people closer to God, not farther away. Well, that's going to require you to guard your heart. Look what it says in John 17, 14 through 15. Jesus prayed this. He said, I've given them your word and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. I'm not of the world. I don't have to act like the world. I'm not saying you have to bury yourself in a cave. I'm not saying that. You're in the world, but you're not of it. Do you understand? I don't act like the world. I don't make things okay that the world makes okay. It's not okay for me. I guard my heart. Why? Because I want to be content. I want to be peacefully happy in the state that I'm in. I don't want to rush something. I don't want to force something. I don't want to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. I don't want to find myself married to somebody that I'm not supposed to be married to. Do you understand? That's why I'm going to do what I know to do. I'm going to guard my heart. Jesus prayed. He said, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world. This isn't about removing yourself from the world. Don't be a weirdo. But that you should keep them from the evil one. Well, how is that going to happen? You guard your heart. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. That's pretty intense. It says, do you not know the unrighteous will not, but also all of these other people. You have to guard your heart against that carnality, that toxic mentality that says it's okay to drink. It's okay, you know, to live with the guy before you marry him. It's okay to have oral sex. It's okay to do this. You know, it's not going all the way. It's okay to do this or to do that. You have to walk. That's fornication. And what are they not going to inherit? The kingdom of God. Do you understand? Like, this is the word of God. You have to guard your heart against all of these toxic mentalities that the world tries to perpetrate on singles, on people. Oh, it's okay to masturbate. It's okay that you touch yourself. What? No, it's not. It's not okay. Why? Because I don't picture, I mean, just call me crazy, okay? I don't picture Jesus saying, okay, guys, I gotta go, and going off, sneaking off, jacking off. Do you picture that? Heck no. Jesus was sneaking off to spend time with the Father God to get his next orders, to get the blueprint for the next day. See, you have to guard your heart against this toxic mentality that religious people and the world try to perpetrate on believers. You have to take a stand against it and not only say no, but heck no. I'm not living my life the way the world does. I want to be content. I want to be peacefully happy. I want my life to make an impact for eternity. I want to do like Jesus did, down to the last detail, all that God created me to do. My life is so valuable. Down to my fingerprint, there's no one that can do what I was put on this planet to do. And I'm not going to waste my time living my life unguarded, just letting all of the toxic mentalities from the world creep in and then allowing that to be a part of my life. Because what did I say? Whatever you let in your heart becomes how you live your life. And so why are people living their life like that? Well, they didn't guard their heart. And what did the scripture say? Above all else, guard your heart. He said, those people will not inherit the kingdom of God. You will not be peacefully happy when you embrace the toxic mindsets from the world and the toxic mindsets from religious people. You know, there's a lot of things that could have been avoided if men and women of God would have guarded their heart. There's a lot of marriages that would still be going on today if men and women would have guarded their heart. There's a lot of churches that would still be in existence today that started in the heart and mind of God if men and women of God would have simply guarded their heart. But what is the enemy? He roams around seeking whom he may devour. Yes, he's toothless. Yes, he's powerless. But when you don't guard your heart, you give him access. You give him an open door. 1 Corinthians 6, 18 through 20 says this, flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? I don't have a right to let that toxic stuff in. You know why? Because there was a very high price that was paid for me, and that price was the blood of Jesus. And I want to be content. I want to be peacefully happy in the state that I'm in. And not to mention, if it's a desire of your heart to get married, don't you want to live life in such a way that sets your marriage up for success? Impurity as a single does not create a pure marriage. But whenever you decide I'm going to be pure as a single, then whenever you step into that marriage covenant, man, there's such a blessing on it. There's such a wind and a fire on that marriage. And so you have to decide, if I'm going to be peacefully happy, what do I need to do? I need to guard my heart. So single, let's guard our hearts. If you've been watching stuff, if you've been taking on mindsets from the world, just stop. Guard your heart from all that noise and cram your heart full of the word of God so that it's the word that's seen in your life. And just like I've said before, you're going to be in the right place at the right time and your life is going to count for eternity. I love you. I'll see you next time. I'm living great. Everything I do, I do it.